From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Robert Siegel. This week, a small town in northwest Georgia will post the Ten Commandments and the Lord's Prayer on the walls of City Hall. But the town of Ringgold is not stopping there. Officials will also put up a blank plaque for those who don't believe in the Ten Commandments. That is not likely to satisfy the American Civil Liberties Union, which argues that the display is unconstitutional. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports.
The people of Ringgold, Georgia, describe their town as a small, clean, patriotic community in the foothills of the Smoky Mountains. Ringgold's red brick city hall with white columns has the look of the antebellum South. A brick pathway leads to a four-tiered fountain, an old-fashioned clock, and the American flag flying out front. City Councilman Bill McMillan proposed the idea of putting up plaques in City Hall that contain the Ten Commandments and the Lord's Prayer. Since the September attacks, McMillan says everyone is praying, from Georgia to Washington, D.C.
We've seen Congress standing on the steps of Congress singing God Bless America. We've seen the President of the United States with prayer in our buildings along with other people. When they pulled the prayer out of schools and everywhere else, Congress has continued to have open up with prayer. This has just been accepted.
For decades, cities and schools across the country have attempted to put up religious displays on public property. According to the American Civil Liberties Union, these displays violate the separation of church and state. Councilman McMillan says he proposed adding the blank plaque so that no one would feel left out.
Well, it's just a statement. If you don't believe in this, walk on over here, look at it and see what you do believe in, if you do.
The city council voted unanimously to hang the plaques along the corridors outside the courtroom. Joe Barger has been mayor of Ringgold for 27 years.
To sit and do nothing, I think, is wrong. Why should a majority sit and continue to let a few control the rest? I think one time the majority ought to have a say in place of just a few.
Ringgold is a religious place with three Baptist churches and at least five other Christian churches in the town of 2400. At Melissa's Garden, a flower and gift shop, the girls designing arrangements listen to a Christian radio station. Melissa Hill owns the shop.
I think it's a wonderful thing that we show God's law and what our country was actually based on to begin with. But I do think it's sad that they needed to place a blank one to make the atheist and the people in the world who don't believe that this world was created by God to keep them from causing trouble.
People in Ringgold haven't objected publicly to the displays. Many here don't understand why the legal system would deny what they see as their right to put them up. The ACLU of Georgia says it has received a handful of anonymous complaints postmarked from Ringgold. Jerry Weber, legal director of the group, says this is the first he's heard of a government putting up a blank plaque, and Weber says that's not enough.
What they've done is they've said, here's our faith, here's our majority faith, and no one else has the right to say anything on this wall. Everybody else has to be silent. You get a blank piece of paper. That's your religion. Nothing.
Ringgold officials say they're not promoting any one religion, rather a moral code. But Weber says if the town wanted to show its tolerance, it would have worked with the community to display items from a variety of faiths.
This is divisive. And our own president, in all of his messages, have said this is a time for us to get together, to bond together, and not to draw dividing lines. And I think what Ringgold's doing is drawing a dividing line along religion.
The ACLU of Georgia has already fought a battle over the Ten Commandments. In Cobb County, outside Atlanta, the federal courts threw out a display of the commandments in the courthouse, saying the government was indeed endorsing religion. Officials and many residents of Ringgold say they hope it doesn't come down to a legal battle. If it does, they say they'll fight to keep their display. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Ringgold, Georgia.